The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. And believe it or not, today is the 22nd of December 2016. We're almost at Christmas. Everybody knows, obviously, that we are the big dog of radio. You know what I mean? As I say, and I say this all the time, and I usually list this all over the website too, that's what we are. You know, we always say we are the alpha male of radio, and we truly are. Go out to motivationmuscle.com and check out the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. And the 30-day program, those are free ebooks. I don't know how much longer we're going to have those up because we are diving into other things. We're going to be doing a lot of new things starting in January, and it's all exciting stuff because not only the growth of the show, but obviously there's going to be many things that we're going to be offering. We're going to have a lot of new things out there. It's just taking some time to build it all up, design, et cetera, et cetera. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We've got our good friend Clint Dardenante. I love doing shows with Clint. They're always very interesting, very thought-provoking. So we'll bring him in shortly. I'm going to read a couple excerpts before I give Clint's bio and we get him in here. Number one, if you've been listening to this show, I've been hammering this passage. And I said, next year, we are going to be doing a lot of book reviews. Dr. Wong was the one that really came up with a lot of this. And they're going to be very manly books. If anyone here on the show wants to even write a short excerpt, we would be glad to read it. You'll get full credit for it, and I hope people go and check out your site and work with you. So, we're going to read A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. And it goes like this. The opinion of others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in? And are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. I'm going to read this again. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'll add to what my father always said when we say it on the show at the end, be a leader, not a follower. Now, the second little piece is very short, but a lot of the guys that have been on here love when I read this. Now, this is from Of Stones and Strength by Steve Jack and our late friend Peter Martin. And this is something from Milo that Steve wrote in July of 1996. And anyone who hasn't read this should. This is chapter 33, page 106 and 107. Read the passage, Sons of Sisyphus. Now I'm going to read the one line Steve wrote. The struggle itself toward the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. We're going to get into no retreat, no surrender, and you're going to understand that passage big time when we get Clint in here. Now, let me give you a little information on my friend here as soon as I bring this up. Number one, Clint is a strongman, Olympic lifter, trainer, stone lifter, and he is from the House of Biceps. You've all heard that. That stuff is great. When you get that, I get my emails, and you'll see him out on Facebook. And also, you all know he is a trophy husband, too, and we want to make sure everybody's clear with that. Clint, welcome back. I got to tell you, Clint and I have been talking for a while offline. I just want to tell everybody, and I've said it about a lot of people, I want to tell Clint, obviously we can't stand face-to-face and have a beer together or train. Clint, you are very much appreciated here. You're a true friend. You are family to me and everyone else. And I have admiration for you. And a lot of people do know what you're going through, but that you're entitled to say that. That's not for me to say. But if anybody knew truly what's going on with you, I have more admiration. You inspire me. And I've been around people that inspire me, especially Jimmy, my brother. I want to just say thank you for everything you've done for me in 2016. You're a man I can speak to and not worry about it going anywhere. Those are all things that people that were very close to me I have and have lost, I've always appreciated. So welcome back. I'm looking forward to us doing some projects in 2017 and obviously having you on the radio show. And anything I missed, give it out, and we'll start, brother.
No, it's great to be here, man. I really appreciate the introduction. It flows both ways.
Thank you, and I appreciate it, believe me. This is an interesting subject. This we're going to get into a little bit with your personal life, obviously, but we're going to talk about no retreat, no surrender. So I know that you've got a couple big goals here. We're going to have to push them off to 2017, but let's get into that. No retreat, no surrender. And I know that you had written something or you had it on the House of Biceps and you talked about it. So why don't we go right into that, sir?
You know, I've had a pretty big year. I began 2016 pretty injured due to health issues and the toll that my medication takes on my body. I began the year with a training max, a painful training max, 308 pounds on the deadlift. And I came across one of those Facebook 1 year ago today videos of me loading my 230-pound Atlas Stone. I was so injured, beat up, and exhausted. So, I told everyone that before 2016 was over, and I've said this all year long. I told you on podcasts almost a year ago that I was going to load my 365 stone in the winter of 2016. And I've told everybody I was going to – the goal is to deadlift 750 before 2017 gets here, deadlift 771 in the summer, and then 804 before 2017 ends. So I've been on target. I've loaded my 345 several times. I've had my 365 up to the platform. Last week, 2 weeks ago, I actually made it to the gym and had my 365 stone on the edge of the platform. My feet were too far away, and I just about passed out, and came really, really close. It's a matter of time in order to be able to load that stone, but it's probably not going to happen. What I've had, I've deadlifted, let me see, what would have been upper seven, somewhere around 770 with chains. And whatever I can deadlift with chains is normally pretty accurate with me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're sitting here on the third week, 3.5 weeks into December, and I've spent two of the 3 weekends of December in the hospital. So I've dropped about 30 pounds in the last couple of weeks. I've had to take time off from the gym. I've missed training sessions. Last Friday, I got in my car, drove to the gym, changed clothes, sat there for about 30 minutes, changed clothes, and came back home. I physically couldn't do anything. So, it's hard because I know all the people that I've promised that I was going to hit these lifts, you know, our friends and followers and people of that nature. They don't really care. They don't. But it's me that cares, you know, and that's why they're personal goals.
Yeah.
And it's a tough pill to swallow to say that it's probably not going to happen now. And this all came about. I ended up talking with a good friend of mine, Matt Ledusky, a few weeks ago. And I'm just like, man, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yep.
I don't think I can put it together safely. I think I can go in the gym and pull 750. But I might also pull a bicep, a tricep, a lat, and a hamstring in the process. I'm positive I can get pissed off enough to where I can make anything happen.
Right.
But it's not going to do me any good to go in the gym and get injured now and then get set back again for another year, year and a half. I've got to be smarter now at 39 than I was when I was 38. And my goal is to pull 804 when I'm 40.
Yeah.
You know, and I said 39 is a spring chicken. I want to do it when I'm 40. I want to be able to say, you know, I've come back after 10 years of you know, fighting health issues, you know, back when I could deadlift 800 pounds every single week. And I want to come back after fighting everything and do it again 10 years later at age 40.
I agree.
So Matt just said, you know, look, maybe it's time to retreat. Don't surrender.
Right.
But retreat. Back up away from the battle and realize that the war is still ahead. So it's a tough pill to swallow, but for the next few weeks, you know, the biggest battle I'm going to have to fight is just getting healthy. You know, being able to go in the gym and doing something productive and it not killing me for the next 4 or 5 days health-wise.
Well, I agree with you totally on that. And, you know, it's almost like going back in and introducing yourself not only to the iron, but, you know, going after that base. You know, we always talk about the base here, the simplicity of using the lifts that we all started with, whether it's a deadlift, squat, whatever you want to call it, bench press, overhead. And I can't harp on that enough because we get banged up, we end up having tears, we have sickness, we have family emergencies, we got a lot of stuff coming at us all the time. But I totally agree with you got to retreat back sometimes. You have to back yourself off because, like you said, you've got enough aggression within you to go out and do this right now. But what good is it going to be if you tear something or you bang yourself up or you take your immune system now and flush it right down the drain and you're sick now for a month, okay? That is going to take any gains you made and set you back months now because obviously you've lost some body weight. You got to rebuild and get yourself up to where you want to get. Maybe even want to get yourself a little bit bigger. You know, whatever's spurring you on to do this. But these are things that, which is really amazing, I think, that a lot of people look the other way with. You know, it's always like, well, it's either all or nothing. Well, I got news for you. Keep doing all or nothing, and you're not going to be doing anything anymore. And, you know, I found this out a lot, you know, with the tear in Iceland, different things in the last couple of years. But you know what? I was telling Clint in the beginning, before we came on, you know, the goal next year, and I say it over and over, obviously, if anybody listens to these shows, which I know you do, is this. My goal next year is not only to start building this multi-million dollar company, which is already in the process, even though it's not yet, but secondly, the biggest thing is to get to Iceland and get that stone. Now, I know everybody's heard it for the last year and a half, probably tired of hearing it, but that's the way it is. Goal, goal, goal. There's been a lot of tight with money here, and the money's got to go into the business right now. I'd love to hop on Icelandic Air tonight and go over and just wallop that thing. But that's going to happen. And then, you know, Martin Janzik, who's a great friend of the show, among now, you know, we got Stevie Shanks and everybody else. There's people all over. Andrew Carney. Everybody's interested. And, you know, I want to get hit Scotland, and, you know, the plan is to meet Martin in Iceland because he's never lifted the stone. He's very interested in doing that. Then we go to his home turf, and then we go to Wales. And you talk about a trip of a lifetime to go and do all that stuff. That's the main thing right now. But you know something? I've had to sit back and wait and wait, and I had to retreat back. And I have found through all this, and I'm training stones with the idea we're leaving in June no matter what. I'll tell you this, I've gotten a lot smarter with a lot of things. Ever since that Rogue documentary came up, and I saw not only Stevie, and you know he was recommended, and there's a few other people that are going to be coming in here now too, big names. Just looking at Jack Shanks, what he was doing back in the 70s. And I was telling Clint before he came on, I started doing the Jefferson lift now. I've only done it a couple times. Doing it in the rack around mid-shin, I busted over 500 with it. You know, want to pull it off the floor. As Stevie said to me, anybody ever use, when I said to him, anybody ever use straps? He goes, Eric, Get the back stronger. So you know the answer to that, which is good. Look, one thing I can say about all those guys, I said to Clint in the beginning, they're really true gents. But boy, oh boy, if you don't want to hear blunt, don't ask. And I love that with people. I want you to tell me what's on your mind. You're not going to make me go in a safe space, and you're not going to get tears down my eyes. I might want to whack you across the head, but I'll respect you even more. So I came up with some ideas, and I was telling Clint about them, and I've been doing, you know, the goal is we've already hit the five, but I want to hit five off the ground with the Jefferson lift or more. Started doing Romanian deadlifts again. That was all off the Martine show we were talking about it. My buddy Richie, who was a killer Olympic lifter, taught me the way he did them. I love the way I do them. It's a little bit different. Not a big guy, did good mornings. That was courtesy of Bill Crawford, a lot of that. But Bruce Randall, you go out and read about, Bruce Randall was incredibly huge, and he could trim down to 200 pounds and win the biggest bodybuilding contest out there. And then we finish it off with my old friend, the York Iron Boots, with an SI joint. If you go out and do research, a lot of that is due to hamstring, bent rowing. You need to do things like that to shore it up, because usually you got weaknesses all over like that. So I've committed to that, and I've also come up with a way to do isometrics with the iron boots, which I've never seen out there, and I'm going to send all that video to Clint when we do it Saturday. We will do every movement here for him. Now, just because you got to retreat a little bit and you don't surrender, see, what I did is I got real smart. I went out and started looking at a lot of things. It was just coincidental. Maybe. I don't think it was. Suddenly Jack Shanks, Stevie Shanks are in my life now. And I'm looking at what Jack did years ago. I mean, think about it. 170-pound guy, 100 years after Donald Denny lifted the stones. Nobody had touched him since then. Ripped those things off the ground, my friends. That's 735 pounds at 170 and no straps. That's what I mean. And then when I saw Jack doing the Jefferson lift, I said, how come this light bulb didn't go off in me in 2008 when I went to Iceland for the first time? So, and I'm going to get right back to Clint. Sometimes you retreat back, but look what it does for you. And then you never surrender. And when you come out of the gate, I promised myself and everybody, I'm going to demolish those stones, man. Because if I don't, I hope they kill me right there on the ground. I mean that. I don't want to come home if I didn't do them. Clint, it's all yours.
Make no bones about it. I've already made a list. I've still got two weekends left in 2016. And yep. One of them is Christmas.
Yep.
My wife started giving me the green light to train on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And the green light to train on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
So that's what I've already made a plan. I know exactly how many calories per day I need to eat to get back up to weighing at least 275 between now and then.
Yep.
I know how many IVs I've got to have run to stay healthy. I know when I've got to get to the hospital to, you know, take care of myself. I know what my protein needs to be between here and then. I know what every single training session needs to look like between now and then. And I'm not saying that, you know, if I get to the gym this Sunday, it won't be this Sunday, but it'll be Saturday. If I get to the gym on Saturday and, you know, the voices in my head start talking to me, I can't promise that I won't load 750 on the bar and pull it. And you know, that's not the – this weekend, the plan – you know, I've got two sides of me. I've got the athlete and I've got the coach.
Yep.
So, you know, the coach says, well, we're going to work up into, you know, moderate to heavy singles – with 55 pounds of chains on the bar.
Yep.
The athlete says, I'm going to pull 700 plus 55 pounds of chain, because that's always pretty accurate.
Yep.
That's this Saturday. Next Saturday is 750 on the bar, and we're going to pull it.
Yep.
And that's just – I'm not saying I won't. I'm just – you know, the coach in me saying, it's time to surrender.
Yep.
You know, or it's time to retreat and come back.
Yep.
And, you know, hit this at another day. So – you know, if it's not raining, my hands are going around the stone. But, you know, we're having floods here, and they're calling for rain for the next 5 or 6 days. So,
yep, yep.
And my stones are sitting outside. But you know, make no bones about it. I have not given up. I know it's 5,700 calories a day between now and next Saturday.
Yep.
I know that's exactly what it's going to take. I know it's 400 grams of protein. I know exactly what I have to do to have a shot.
Yep.
So I'm setting myself up to have a shot, but you know, I've got to be real with myself and understand that, you know, it might be January, it might be February, because I don't want to pull, you know, an eyeball popping 750. I want to pull 750 and say 771's right there. It's waiting for me.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
It's just a few training sessions away. Then I want to move up my training maxes to start training for that. So that's the idea, man. And you know, my training has gone so well.
Yeah.
The last several months, I do put a lot of we call them oldies but goodies back into my training program. I began doing pin pulls again.
Yep.
I never got much out of pin pulls. I absolutely hate them. But I thought, you know what? I've got time. I'm going to figure out a way to see if I can make them work for me. And I'm not for sure if I can. So I've got the bar set up at my absolute worst height to deadlift from. It's a couple inches below my knees. I have no speed, and I've added bands to the bar. So on my squat day on Wednesday, I've been doing 4 to 6 doubles with 15 seconds rest in between. This is it's like 420 on the bar plus 150 pounds in bands.
Yep.
You know, just popping them out real nice and solid. I yesterday I pulled 600 plus 150 in bands.
Oof.
It's a really solid pull. So I know that 750 is there. I know it's there. You know, if I can do that at my body weight right now, with how I feel right now, 10 days from now, who knows what can happen. And I've also, after regular deadlifts on Sunday, I've been doing isometric deadlifts in the power rack, and I will set the safety pins up just below my knees, a couple inches, and I'll set the bar on the floor.
Yep.
And I will pull from the floor up until the bar hits those safety pins. And if I didn't have tons of weight holding my rack down to the ground, it would pick my rack up off the ground and flip it.
Absolutely.
So I deadlift so fast, and I slam it into the rack, and I keep pulling into the rack, fighting it for 5 seconds. I did those a couple weeks ago, and I was listening to Ozzy Osbourne on the radio, and it had already gotten to the point to where it had turned into techno, and then my ears just went deaf.
Yep.
And I had no idea who I was or where I was. My hands were shaking. I was like, man, this hurts down to the soul.
Yeah.
You know, this is awesome. But, you know, when I'm fighting into that rack, you know, it gives me time to make sure my body's in position, make sure my shins are vertical, make sure my shoulders are behind the bar.
Yep.
Make sure I've got a great, perfect position. It's building confidence for me, because I had 600 pounds on there. And this was after doing full deadlifts.
Yep.
And I've got 600 pounds on there, and I fought a dog fight for 5 seconds. So now I know I can strain without, you know, pulling something off. I know my hamstrings and my back, my torn bicep, tricep, lats, I know that they can handle a 5 second strain if I have to. So I thought I was Batman when I was done, but you know, I can't wait to do them again.
Well, and that's a great thing, because, you know, especially when you're doing any type of ISO hold, or, you know, I love always doing, you know, say a squat, you know, you'll hold it, then come down halfway and hold it till it takes you right down to the rods again. I love all that stuff. And one thing I like what you're talking about here is, you know, you can do the weight, and you're going to save it up possibly till maybe the middle of January, like you said, could be February. But you know the best thing you're doing right now, I always call it, is you're building all this explosive energy into the muscles. And most people, I don't know if, you know, what you do, what I do, what a few of us do that you don't hear a lot about, is you do a lot of these obscure things with lifting, because to us they're not. But to the majority of people, even the ones that are all out on Facebook claiming that they can basically flip the earth on its axis, wouldn't go near that stuff because, number one, I think most of them, it's too damn hard. But secondly of all, as I've been told by guys that are serious lifters that come over here, that stuff's a waste of time. It doesn't make you stronger, et cetera, et cetera. Or call me.
You know,
they do this.
They do the same thing with powerlifting.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So all that crap with bands and chains and box squats and specialty bars and well, you know, the guy and the girl with the highest total of all time.
Yep.
Both train with that method.
Absolutely. And that's.
I mean,
go ahead.
It's just, you know, it's all the crazy stuff. And I'm not saying I don't know if all these exercises are going to help me. But at the end of it, if they don't help me, then I throw them away.
Yeah.
I've learned what doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the process. Figure out what doesn't work for you and get rid of it. Focus back on what you know does work for you.
Well,
I'm having issues with the stones. I used to be so explosive. Once I had the stone in my lap, I could load it to any height.
Yeah.
And now I'm having some struggle. I'm straining and I'm not getting that explosive pop up to where I want it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to set up my super yoke, lower the bar on my super yoke down, or, you know, set up some wood or something. So it's about chin height, and I'm going to load my stones where I come up.
Yes.
Something is going to, you know, basically be an isometric against the stone.
Exactly.
So I'm going to have to fight to pull that stone up. It may not work at all. May knock the stone out of my hands. You know, I may look dumber than a bunch of, you know, funky monkeys. I don't know. But, you know, I've got to try something because what I'm doing right now is definitely working. I've gone from, you know, a 230 stone to a 365, you know, being really close. But I've got to try something else at this point, you know, to get me over that hump. And that hump may just be mental.
Well,
you know, I may have forgotten what it's like to fight and struggle with a really heavy stone.
Well, I'll tell you what I do a lot with those. And I don't work Atlas like I used to, obviously, because, you know, everything's for Iceland with the steel one. But I'll tell you something I used to love to do, and I don't want to give him any advertising, but Randall's always been very good with me from Iron Mine. Those steel pulling blocks, okay, that he sells, because it's diamond plated, so it stops anything from rolling off. What I used to love to do, because especially with, you know, you got to get so low to grab the Husafell because it's so big. But I would do that with Atlas stones. I even do it with the Husafell, but you got to be real careful because it can knock you on your behind. I would get that and set the stone right on there. And, you know, I'd make sure I had plenty of room around me. I don't want anything in my vision that's gonna you know, make me any type of nervous with it. And what I would do is I'd get down and, like, I'd get it to the height where it was a lap position. So when I wrapped my arms around that stone, immediately it'd be in my lap, and I'd sit there and hold it. And that I held it like an isometric there, okay, because I didn't have to go any other way. Now, what I did in the power rack, too, with it, because the power rack's wide enough to do it, I don't know what size the piece of wood would be, because I use it sometimes to hang off with my fingers, you know, to work, you know, to have more strength in my fingers for stone lifting. But what I did do, which is similar to what you're talking about, I've done it two different ways. I've done the same thing with that position and roll the stone on my lap and hold it. Now, what I would do, and I thought this worked the best, because if you're under it properly, you'll hit it no problem. Now, you can do it with bands, or you can do it with tie downs. What I would do is make an X in the power rack, and I do that a lot with the dead stop squats, where you hit those bands or you hit those bungee cords, and they'll let you just go so far, and they will snap you right down to the ground, literally. So what I did with the stone, and this might be something you want to try, Clint, it's a pretty cheap way to do things, and you'll get a lot of results, is you can put that, like, you can do it any way you want. I'm just going to describe it fully how I did it, with either an Atlas or a Husa steel. So I've got it on now, that pulling block. We know it's not going to slip ever anywhere because it's diamond plated. I'm going to get down in a position where it almost looks like I'm seated in a chair. So you're, like, sitting and your back is bolt upright. You're going to wrap your big arms around that stone, And obviously, you got to get them underneath with an Atlas. I'm talking about a Husafell where I can wrap them, put them straight out, grab it right at any end. You're going to grab that thing, pretty much lap it, stand up, and you're going to try to launch that thing through either the bands or the bungee cords. I'll tell you what, man, you start getting proficient at that, you're going to rip stones and explode them off the ground. Because I did that for quite a while with the dead stop squats. And, man, you know, I can remember when I was a kid, some of the coaches we had and when we would play sports. And do you remember if you put ankle weights on, it always feel like heavy? You'd be out
throwing.
Okay, what did it feel like when you took them off? You felt like you jumped to the moon, right? I mean, you felt, okay, well, it's the same premise with doing that with the bungees or the bands. If you put them in the X and you put your rods through them, okay, and then put the pin through the back of the rod, and you crisscross them and pull them off something. It doesn't have to be the iron mine. If you got a pulling block, and you can get in that position where you're sitting, basically, get that on your lap, get it up, and then push that son of a bitch as high as you can. Make sure you can move your feet and back out of there. I guarantee you, it'll look like you've got rockets in your shoes when you go outside and launch those Atlas stones. I mean, that's just an idea. I've done it. I've had success with not only stones, but also obviously with the squat. So that would be my offer to you. If it works for you, I'd love to hear what you did with it. But there's ways to do it. But obviously, you know, I had to cut weight down. I had to get used to that because when you and I both know, when you're pulling, lapping, and coming up with that type of explosion and velocity, that stuff can take you and put you right on your can. And I'm here to tell you, I've probably been on my can so many times, it's like, I don't care anymore. I don't care if
the hardest part about that is you're loading and fighting and fighting and fighting.
Yeah. Yep.
You have to stay mentally
sharp. Yeah. Yep.
You know, because the only reason you quit is because you're about to pass out.
Exactly.
You've got to be sharp. You've got to be sharp enough to get out of the way while you're passing out.
Yeah.
That's more difficult than what people think.
Well, it is. And here we go. No surrender. I mean, you know, the main thing is don't think you're going to take a 400-pound stone and do that the way I described it initially, because I'm going to give you a big disappointment there, which I don't want to. Even if you lap it and you do come up with it, when you hit those cords or you hit those bands, it's probably going to take your hands and literally it's going to feel like somebody slapped that Atlas stone right out of them. That's why I said make sure you got plenty of room to back your ass out of there so that stone doesn't hit you in the knee or the shin or break your foot. But it's a hell of a way, and it's a safe way to do things. I've done that with pressing. You want to do something fun. You know, I've got these really heavy-duty bungees, and they're not rubber either. I don't know what kind of material they are. The outside almost looks like it'd be just like a strong something they'd use to build furniture with. I mean, it's all woven and tied, and it's got massive hooks on it. And what I do with them is when I run the X with them, I can literally wrap them around each post of the power rack and put them in the hole. So they're not going anywhere. And I'm telling you, you set your bar on those rods and you have the X factor however high you want to make it, and you pull that thing off from a dead stop and you try as best as you can bolt upright to push that through those X's, I'm telling you right now, you will get, you want to talk about coconut shoulders and the back and everything. Once you can start going through that with a substantial weight, it'll amaze you what it can do. But once again, it's something that will, if you have an ego, don't try it because it'll hurt your feelings. Secondly, you need a hell of a lot of control. When you try to push that thing through, what's it going to do? It's going to push right back on you. I think that's what life's about. That's why I love using those cords like that, because it always reminds me everything you do is trying to blow your ass back. And that's what we're talking about here today, where no matter what you do to come back and then grow your base or whatever you're building your mind to get to, you're not surrendering. You're going into maybe something you haven't done in a while, something maybe somebody told you to do, and you want to really give it everything you got. And as Clint said, you know, he realizes the stuff that doesn't work for him anymore, He drops it. But I'll tell you right now, if you don't give your, you know, if I don't give the Jefferson a fair shot, if I don't give the RDLs a fair shot, the Iron Boots, you know, the Good Mornings and all the other stuff I've added on and subtracted, then what's the point of even being into physical strength? Because everything we do has some type of maybe shelf life on it. It has zigs and zags all over the road. And you know what the most fun is? You go out and pave your own damn road, man. You go out, and as I always say, we clear cut the path. We don't follow anybody. So this stuff is very exciting, and I know we all go through a lot of bull. I know it. Everybody does. But, you know, I've always said on every show, I want to be the guy at 100 years old, can still squat 250. If I drop dead on the platform, I don't care. I've done what I wanted to do. Leave a legacy. Leave something for other people to gravitate to and put their teeth right in it. Because you know what? Clint and I and anybody else associated here, not only do we offer solutions, but we truly are teachers. And we've been through a lot of crap, and we're going to go through a lot more crap, and we're going to have a lot more to talk about. So it's all yours, boss.
Oh, I don't know what else to add to it, man. I think that, you know, it's tough doing these exercises that aren't seen as cool.
Yeah.
And, yep. You know, I even the exercises you're talking about, I'm not for sure if I could really do them.
Yeah.
With a straight face. But, you know, if I'm looking a couple years down the road and I'm still not making progress with what's going on, you know, I'd wear a pink thong on the outside of my clothes if I thought all I had to do on Saturday
yep.
was wear a giant, you know, fluffy pink thong on the outside of my Reband shorts.
Yep.
You know, and a bra and
yep.
and deadlift 750 and load the 365 stone. I'd buy an extra set for a backup. You know.
Yep.
These isometrics that I'm doing
and
pin pulls and stuff like that, I really think they look dumb. I mean, it kills me because it's not what's worked. It's never worked for me before.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm smarter now than I was the last time I tried them.
Yep.
I'm smart enough now to know that I've got to use these as technical exercises.
Yep.
I've got to use these as exercises to build. I've got to be able to admit that I've got a mental block, you know, that it has to be filled, you know, that the weights are in my mind too. And so I've got to have efficiency in these exercises. So, you know, if I have to do the, you know, crazy exercises that you're doing, then load it up, man. If that's all it takes for me to be awesome,
yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Well, you and I both, hey, you know something, you and I both know. A lot of these old movements, you said it before, you know, they're not popular, they're not fashionable, but I'll tell you right now, and I'll give it right back to you. A guy I'm training right now has been here twice, and I've killed the body weight off him. He got into bad situations again. He put about 71 pounds of blubber on him. His stomach is huge. And he came to me, and I, you know, things are so busy here. He's like, can we do something? I need your help. And, you know, the third time, I'm like, oh, my God, man. And he's enduring worse now than he's ever been. Well, we've talked about it on a couple shows. I don't know if I'm the architect of it. Maybe I just took and put my own spin. I do a thing here called top down in the power rack. And obviously, you got to formulate what you want to do at all different levels. We got to know what your squat is, whatever it is we're going to do. Well, what I'm going to do with Dennis, besides the other movements, and he'll get a third day, but he is not in that type of shape for what I want to do on the third day, we are doing one of the programs as a top-down, and I'm going to bleed every bit of fat out of him that you can imagine. And it won't be only the power rack, but the power rack is going to be probably the main content of this whole thing, besides a few other great things. And I was telling Clint, you know, and other people have heard me on shows, I've come up with quite a unique way to do isometrics with iron boots. If you don't know what they are, go out and look anything up by Bob Hoffman of York fame and plug in iron boots. So we're doing that. And when you're talking about the poles and they, you know, they look funny and they're not popular and all that, I've been a big proponent of the power rack forever. I don't do anything other than a deadlift. but I do them a lot, like Clint, where I'll set the rod somewhere and pull from the floor, or we'll pull from, you know, the middle of the shins, or we'll pull over the knees or the middle of the thigh, whatever it takes to get it done. I don't even give a shit anymore, all right? But I know what works, at least for me, and I know what's going to work for this guy, because people are going to be flipping when they see what we do with this guy eventually when he hits all three lifts. Now, he's going to be here till December of 2017. I'm going to take him down from 271. He'll be down to 200 to 210, if that, probably 200. And I'm going to show you how I'm going to take that guy and metamorphose a fat guy and make him muscular as hell. At 200, you know, 210. Go ahead.
You know,
a lot of
people would have given up on him a long time ago. But the simple fact that he hasn't given up on himself,
yep,
is huge.
Yep. I agree.
So if you've got people listening, you know, don't give up on yourself. That's the toughest thing for me to do right now. Because right now, you know, all year it's just for the last, I mean, I was diagnosed 10 and a half years ago.
Yep.
And it's just been, you know, life sucks.
Yep.
You know, I didn't do anything to deserve this disease.
Right.
You know, I'm a good guy. I read the Bible every day. I pray before every training session.
Yep.
You know, I'm you know, I've never smoked anything in my life. I've never used any kind of drugs.
Yep.
You know, I'm a family man. I take care of my kids. You know, I put both my kids to bed every night, reading bedtime stories. I'm a good husband. I run a job. I work in the community.
Yep.
And I have this disease, and it makes me just pissed off at the world.
Yeah.
And I'm the first person that wants to give up and quit. But there's something inside. There's a voice somewhere that just doesn't let me. There's something that's still telling me,
yep,
Clint, you're not finished. You're
no.
young.
No.
You know, and I'm not a skinny, weak gym guy.
Nope.
You know, I'm not your average Facebook lifter.
No.
You know, I have legitimately deadlifted 821. I yep. was one of the first pros in American Strongman. I have yep. loaded a 500-pound Atlas Stone.
Yep.
I have carried an 1,100-pound Super Yoke back when nobody else did it.
Yep.
You know, I have competed against and beaten people like Phil Pfister and
yeah.
John Anderson and, you know, a lot of, you know, Phil was World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have legitimately box squatted 957. You know, I've done a log press with 341, which is, you may not, it's weak for a lot of people and it's really strong for others. And I'm, you know, I've lost it all and I'm still coming back because it's not over. So with this guy that you've got, you're working with him, you know, you can't give up on him because
no,
his life is not over.
No, no.
And you have no idea, you know, what he's fighting with in his mind just
yep.
to come and get in the gym. So, you know, you are that guy that turns his life around, but it started with him. So if somebody's listening to this, you know, look deep down inside and see, is there a voice telling me, you know, let's try one more time. Even if you failed 30 times.
Yep.
You know, even if you failed dieting 30 times, even if you failed reaching that 800-pound deadlift on 30 different training cycles, if there's something somewhere deep down inside that says, come on, man, let's just try one more time.
And there you got
it. Get in there, get in there and try one more time.
Yep.
You know, just one more. And if that doesn't work, if that voice still says, let's try one more time.
Yep.
Then try again. It doesn't matter. You fail once, you fail 100 times. You know, it doesn't matter. Your life's not over. You're 40 years old. Most all of my friends that are my age, they're couch potatoes and they
yeah.
got a trick knee and a
yep.
tennis elbow. And
yep.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm still going. There's still that voice inside of me every day that says, come on, man, one more time. Let's go. Let's
well,
do
just,
it. And when that voice is gone, I'm either going to just, you know, get the stethoscope out and listen a little deeper, you know, or it's gone. I move on to something else.
Well, you know what it is? Life is still expecting things from you, and you expect things from life. And I've said this before. I mean, you know a lot of what's going on here. We've been going through nothing health-wise like you. But we've been going through some really turbulent times here, not only with people that have not come through, you know, an array of people that just haven't measured up that were supposedly that type. And this is called life. I remember my chiropractor, John Ridge, always saying, you know, we'd be talking about things, and he goes, Eric, This is what we call life. And there's nothing better.
Success is not easy.
No, it's not. It's not.
People don't realize that. I mean, we've watched too many movies where the guy, you know, wins the game, gets the girl, becomes prom king, you know, in an hour and 45 minutes on TV.
Yeah,
and
you're right. No,
you know, we begin to think that's how it goes. We have too many friends that we think are successful.
Yep.
You know, because they've got this nice car.
Yeah.
You know, and a beautiful wife and two beautiful kids and a big house.
Yep.
You know, we don't see what's going on inside the house.
No, we don't.
We don't get the full picture. So, you know, just because you say, man, I really want something.
Yeah.
You know, and everything breaks apart and smashes and you get injured or you get sick or business is you know, testing you.
Constantly,
It doesn't mean you quit.
No.
It doesn't mean you surrender. It just means retreat a little bit.
Yep.
Hit it from a different angle. You know, give yourself 6 more months.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a deadline.
Nope.
You know, there's except for you. You know, there's no deadline that this has to be done on this day. You know, you don't have to become a millionaire by June.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you're perfectly okay waiting another 5 years to become a millionaire.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
But you know something?
If you knew it tomorrow, you're going to be a millionaire in 5 years, you would be busting your tail right now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just relax. You'd be harder than ever. If I knew that it was going to take me 2.5 years, you know, to pull 804, that means it's going to happen. You know,
absolutely.
So you're telling me there's a chance, you know? I mean, there it is, man. It's ready and grab it. So that, you know, you're some guy who weighs 350 pounds.
Yep.
You know, who needs to get down to 200.
Yep.
You know, if somebody would just say, in 5 years, I know your future. In 5 years, you're going to weigh 198.
Yep.
He's going to go to the gym. That's
absolutely.
Going to the gym right now. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
Well, you know what the interesting...
Don't give up on yourself, man. Life is still happening. Life is still turning. Success is meant to be painful. You know, I told all of my followers on YouTube, Elite FTS, the House of Biceps on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you know, look, if everybody will just stick with me through my tough months, you know, my months like this where I've just nothing has gone right and it hasn't been my own fault, where training has not been superior, you know, where I don't look jacked and tan, you know, my skin is all pale and white. I'm anemic and it's just, you know, everything's just sucked. I've got bruises everywhere where they stuck IVs in me. And if you'll just stick with me through months like this, I promise you that when I'm a success, you will celebrate just as much as I will. You'll be right there with me when I succeed. And it's the same way with your business.
Yeah.
You know, if I and everybody else, your listeners and all your contributors stick with you during your growth phase.
Yep.
Man, the party's going to be awesome when you hit that final project.
Well, yeah, and you know what? It's like my success is your success because, as I always say, I can't do this without everybody. And to be honest with you, I've said this before. When Clint comes on here or anybody else, it's not about me. It's about them and the audience, the family. That's what you realize when you truly are dedicated to your business. But I'll say this with your situation, a lot of things. You know, life is going to demand things of you, and you're going to have to rise to the occasion. You're going to get beaten down, beaten up. That's fine. That is fine because I'm telling you right now, if you can't make it through the times that are just kind of testing you a little bit, how are you going to make it through the hard times? And that's what I want to ask you. And the thing is, yes, but I'll tell you something with me, and Clint and I have talked about this, and I want to hear what he says to this because I want to see what he thinks. I'm going to tell everybody this, and I think I've said this a few times, but I don't think you can ever be reminded enough of this, especially if you are thinking about being an entrepreneur, if you're thinking about going into a contest for weightlifting or you're interested in something we talk about, whether it's power rack work, whether it's stone work, whatever it is, okay? Whatever you like. I will tell you this flat out, and I'm going to keep telling you this because there's so much information I've got to give about business and training and all that, especially about the business right now. Something happens to you. If you're truly passionate and dedicated and you want this thing more than anything in your life. It's more important to you than breathing air. That's how you know that you're fully involved. This is what I'm going to tell you. Clint and I, obviously, Clint's got some serious health issues, so I don't want anybody to think I'm even comparing my stuff to him. But let me tell you something, man. You know, I've gone through a lot of shit with this business. Things that I feel the majority of people I know, and I've been told by people, would have folded up. It might be my personality. I can't wait to hear what he says. But there comes a point where you really don't care anymore. And I want to phrase that properly. It's not that I don't care about the business. It's I don't care about now how many times the business or whatever's going on around me, you know, is attacking me. It's trying to beat me down. I go out in the gym. I have a great night, or I have a night where I'm like, I don't even want to do this stuff anymore. And what ends up happening to you when you go through enough of this and you are such a fighter and you won't surrender and you build this mental tenacity that is like nothing you've ever had. I mean, I've always been pretty tough and tough on myself, and I grew up in an Italian family. My father was fabulous, but my father was no, he's not going to come up and pat you on the ass and tell you he loves you like that. When my father hugged me or told me he loved me, I knew he meant it. And it was far and few between, but I have no regrets about that. I always had a very safe home, a loving home, brothers and sisters, great friends, and I had the best of all. I had Jimmy. Jimmy was the consummate example to me. You talk about getting dealt a tough hand, but never stopped smiling. Went everywhere with us. My mother and father were absolutely fabulous with him. They never would have given him up. We never would have given him up, let me tell you. And the thing I've learned more from that whole experience, because I think about this a lot now, a lot. And the thing I take from it is this. Jimmy was the greatest blessing I've ever had in my life. And a lot of people say, well, geez, look at all you went through and everything. And I realize that. I lived every day with him with that. But to see a kid, and he was a kid, deal with what he dealt with and still got up every day to go to school, to go out with us, go hang in the park, watch kids play, sit in a friggin' wheelchair and watch everybody play. And still smile and be part of it. Let me tell you, everybody, between that and the business and the pounding and everything else, it's like, as I always say, the only thing that's going to kill me from all this stuff is an act of God. Things are happening here that you wouldn't believe. Good, bad, but the bad you always make good. Invitations to go lift stones, meeting people all over the world, befriending people that you've even never met face to face. I've never met Clint. Clint to me is like family because I admire the man so much, and I've been in a situation with an unhealthy brother, all right? Different stuff, but I know what, you know, I'm not them, but I've been around it enough to really know what it is and be sensitive to it and understand it. And I'm telling you right now, I don't care who you are, if you decide to put yourself through a little bit of turmoil and keep going through it, and you don't surrender to it, I guarantee you, no matter what happens, you're going to have success the rest of your life. But it's when you're sitting on the sideline, calling out a play you don't even know about, or making comments about things you have no clue to, you know, you can just retreat and go away. I don't want you. I don't want you around. I want people with not only high standards, with grit, guts. And you know what? No matter what happens, we stick together, because too many people now have this big thing where cut and run. Well, you know what? You want to cut and run on me? Goodbye. And don't come back, because I'm telling you right now, I don't want you in my circle. I want people that have loyalty, because I am one of the most loyal people you'll ever meet in your life. That was a standard with my father. Might be the Italian way. I don't know. But you could get your head ground in here for far less. So, Clint, I've said everything I wanted to say. I'm sure we could talk for another hour. Summarize anything you'd like to do. Take your time. Give out all your information. I'll give mine, and hang on the line, please.
Following up right with what you just said, I've been trying to buy this book by DJ Khalid. and he's a rapper. I'm not a big fan of rappers. I think they're mostly posers, but I think this guy's a little bit different. I've seen several interviews with this guy. His current book, The Keys, is number one New York Times bestseller right now. And I've been trying to follow his interviews and read as much as I can about him, because there's something about him that interests me. He's funny. There's something positive. And for a lot of the stuff that I'm reading about him, one of the big things he says, don't follow they. Don't listen to they.
Yep.
Whoever your they is, whether it's the people that are bringing you down, it's the people that is any kind of negativity in your life, just don't follow them. You know, if they say you can't, then don't listen to them. If they say you won't, if they say you aren't pretty enough, if they say you're not strong enough, don't listen to them.
Exactly.
Surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with positive motivation, with people who are motivated. You know, surround yourself with other happy individuals. Don't surround yourself by the people who are putting down others and others' lists. If you see somebody making fun of somebody else's lists on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, unfriend them.
Absolutely.
You don't need that kind of negativity. That kind of negativity.
Yep.
If you don't have something positive to say, don't say it at all.
Right.
Or just say good list, even if you don't mean it.
Yep.
Second of all, count your blessings. You know, don't forget that you are blessed. You know, according to him, whether you're blessed by God, he's a really religious person.
Yep.
You know, and he says that every day that you're alive, you are blessed. It's a blessing just to be alive. Even if you don't follow that, sit down every day and count your actual blessings. Is it family? Is it that you got to work? Is it that you have health? You know, is it that you saw somebody today at the supermarket and they smiled at you and said hello? Random stranger.
Yeah.
You know, your car is, you know, it's finally running right. I don't know. But sit down every day and count your blessings. I have a horrible day, but I learned a new song on guitar yesterday.
Yep.
And my son was singing along with me at the same time, 10 months old. He's yelling across the room.
Yep.
Had so much fun. You know, my wife came home and gave me a big hug and a kiss and a compliment. You know, don't focus on, you know, the argument that you got in or the differences that you had.
Exactly.
Focus on that positive moment that you had during the day. You know, don't focus on the day. Focus on the positives. Focus on the fact that you've been blessed. If a bunch of crap comes up and hits you in the face, acknowledge it, deal with it, but don't focus on it.
Right.
Focus on all the blessings and the great stuff that you've had in your day and all the opportunities that you had in your day to make it an even better one. And life's going to be a much better place for you. So, guys, I promise you, if you stick with me and you follow me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, The House of Biceps on Facebook, and Elite FTS, and of course here at Motivation and Muscle, I promise you, you're going to have a much more blessed day. You won't see all the crap about the days. You're going to have a good time, and pretty soon you're going to see me load the 365 stone and deadlift 750.
You betcha, because when you do that, we want that film, because we're going to put it all over FBC, and if you want to write a little note with it, you're welcome to, because we want to push that out to all of our Motivation Muscle family, because if we can get some other people under your tutelage, that would even be that much better. Do you got everything?
Well, there's a great chance that Thunderstruck will be playing. I'll be screaming, and probably tears will be falling at the same time.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? That's what men do, man. Real men who are manly men. I'll tell you one thing. When I go over to Iceland and I crush that stone finally, you'll see tears coming out of me, because every day Iceland calls me. Every day. I can see that mental picture in my head right now of that stone standing up wherever it was laid down last around the sheep pen. It's a proposition that I can't wait to go meet up with and shake hands with it, but yet destroy it. And that's what it's all about. It's the respect, but when you go after something, you go after it with just lightning strength and power, and nothing stops you, and that's the way it's got to be. And you need to build that when you're training. You need to build that in your head 24/7. Like Clint said, surround yourself with people that are like-minded or better than you. Listen to tapes. Listen to them the minute you wake up, because I believe your brain, I hope I'm right when I say this, I think your brain is running at like 10 hertz or whatever they call it. That's when it's firing. So the first 15 minutes of what you listen to can create your whole day for you. Listen to things before you go to bed. Start putting your energies into things that matter. Get away from the TV. Get away from the texting. Get away from the useless dribble out there you're participating in. Go look somebody in the eye, like Clint said. Someone says hello to you. Don't act surprised. Say hello. How are you? Maybe you get a conversation. Maybe that person you talk to is a Fortune 500 executive and you've been looking for a job for the last 10 months. Suddenly, guess what? You get your job. See, never discount anybody. I don't care what they even look like. They come and talk to me, say hello. They're going to get a hello back. All right? I'm not saying be careless and get yourself in trouble with anybody, but the problem now is this. Everybody's running from talking to people, in my opinion. You know, how many places you walk into, and I don't want this to go on long, but this. I had to go out this morning and finish some. I've got a couple more things to get for Christmas. I can't believe the amount of people when they're walking, head down, texting or looking at their stupid phone. I learned in martial arts at 11 years old, and they pounded this into us. Two things. Never have anything in your ears when you walk outside, in the outside world, and never look down. They do it all. And it's like you're just looking to be a victim. But we can talk about that another time. Clint and I here, strength, strength, strength. We want you to all join in that. This is Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio. We are the Alpha Male Radio. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com. Download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle in the 30-day program. One will make you think, one will make you act, and one will make you do. That's what it's all about. I got to tell you, too, I love speaking with Clint because I'm really fired the hell up right now, and we're signing off, unfortunately. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. I am going to have this podcast up tonight. Go out and just look at all the shows Clint and I have done. We've got the deepest vault of anybody out there. You know, we want everyone to be involved. If there's something you don't see, Fiorello Barbell at nightcap.r.com. You can contact me if you like Clint and I to do a specific show. Or if there's something out there you'd like to learn, we've got the best of the best here, and I know we can do it for you. I've also already talked, I didn't talk about this in the beginning, we have a donate button now on Motivation and Muscle. If you like what we do, we would appreciate anything that you would send our way, because as we talked about here, we are going through maximum growing pains right now. It's a lot of money to run this nut every month, and we are building our empire. We are building our resources. And the more we can get in here, the more we can do. We're going to be doing some amazing things. I already talked to Clint about this. I want him involved. We're going to do some stuff video bound. I've talked to about a little bit with certain people on the show. Wait till you see what this thing's going to be like. There's nobody out there that does this stuff the way we're going to do it. This is a vision I've had for a while. It is going to be a subscription show, too, because I have to pay these gentlemen, obviously, something. So, and it's a big part of FBC to run, so that's somebody that's got to maintain that. So, like everything, you know, we talked about, you know, there's no free lunches. There are not. We give it a lot away here, but, you know, we have to live, too. So, anything that you'd like to get involved in with us, you can hit that button. It goes right out to my PayPal account. Anything that you would like to contribute, I'm more than appreciative about it, and I will read your name on the show unless you tell me not to. Also, too, go out to obviously motivationmuscle.com. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. You know we are streaming 24/7. We are on directories all over, but you can catch us on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Shoutcast, and Aha. And I'll leave you with some of this stuff that I love. Someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, and, you know, I think about the stuff they said to us. Boy, oh, boy, you talk about being ahead of the game. If someone's, you know, if you see someone, never be afraid to say hello or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. And I just said about the earphones and everything, I have seen a lot of lonely people out there, and it shouldn't be that way. life is so good and it's so generous to you. You got to open your heart, though, and let it come in and fix yourself and then fix everything else. So don't be afraid of that. Also, too, if you're going to lift today, lift it, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as a great Hoosa Steel Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. And as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been a guest on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that for the next 28 years, Russell, or longer, because we just celebrated 2 years on the air of podcasting. So take that, world. 30 days is usually how long they last. We've beaten everything, and we will keep beating it into the ground because I won't let us get defeated. As we said in the beginning of the show, no surrender here. No one will ever clip our balls. And remember this, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Also, too, John Ridge. He was my chiropractor and like a father figure to me because I had lost my pop long before I met John. He'd walk every patient into the door. Keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself and not smile. I love all those gentlemen. What they did for my life, I could never repay them. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by and tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not knocking on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. Join our family. Join our revolution. Well, that's all I can say. Clint, Merry Christmas. As I said in the beginning, it's always an honor and inspiration to have you on. And I can't wait to 2017 because we're going to do some amazing things. So thank you for being on today, sir.
Thanks, man. I'll be right there with you.
I know you will. You're just like, you know, back in the day, it'd be just like, you know, your mate's next to you, and you're going out into battle, and that's the people I want here. We're loyal to one another, and we truly care about one another. So, as the great Les Brown said, you know, you all have greatness in you, but we'll go a little further. You know, we got your back, and we believe in you, and I don't know many people nowadays that would do it. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. This show will be up tonight, and we look forward to 2017 because I'm telling you right now, we are going to plow through everything. We are going to go national with this show. Wait and see. So thanks, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.